continuing our Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights with Indianola Boys Tennis, Nick Jensen. Nick, thank you very much for joining us. I want to go back to last tennis season where there was this really big group of successful seniors. What did you kind of learn from them, knowing that there'd be holes to fill for the season coming up?
Well, thanks for having me. Well, last year we had some awesome seniors, and a lot of them were just great role models for how we should play tennis, but also how we should act on and off the court. And so tennis last year definitely has set us up for some greatness in the future.
Well, it kind of felt like there was some momentum. There was a lot of athletes going out for tennis, and I know that there was some fall work as well. Kind of talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we had a lot. We had an awesome season last year. We gained some great momentum. Our JV especially was really doing amazing. And we had started some fall work, some like unofficial practices during the fall for anyone who wants to come out on Tuesdays.
Well, I know that there was a lot of excitement heading into this year because, again, last year there was just some big wins, beating Norwalk, you know, doing well in conference. So kind of talk about your expectations heading into this season.
This season should be really good. Our captain, Christian Geron, is amazing. I don't know how his backhand is so good. It's just unbelievable. But we have some great guys coming out this year. And however that season shakes out, it should be a really good one.
All right. Well, before this season was canceled, I know, what were your expectations going in? I guess, what were your goals individually?
This season was mainly me just getting ready for my senior year, like when it's my chance to step up. And this was kind of my loading ground for getting ready for next year. So looking to improve some of the key skills.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk a little bit about your interactions with your teammates. I know normally at this time you'd be out on the court, you know, hanging out with your friends every day. So kind of talk about not being able to do that but still trying to stay connected.
When quarantine first hit, some of my friends were playing tennis sometimes, but eventually a lot stricter things happened and they actually locked up the tennis courts. But right now it's difficult. Week 8, it's hard to even play now. But just like even hitting the ball around for a little bit sometimes just helps.
Yeah, so what are you planning to do over the summer and then over the next fall as you kind of get ready for that senior season?
A lot of times I'll just play with my family. I'm really hoping that once orders start lifting a little bit that those tennis courts will stay open. That will really help a lot. But just making sure that keep doing the same things over and over, repetition, keeping those core skills there so they're ready for me next spring.
Well, I know Coach Busby talked a lot about the leadership and what she wants to see from next year's seniors, and that includes you. And what do you kind of want to bring to the program?
I just want to make sure it's a place that everyone feels like they can be safe and play tennis. Like, the Indianola Tennis Program is amazing at keeping everyone included and making sure that everyone has a responsibility. And I think just keeping it that way, making sure that it's a sport anyone can do. Tennis is something that just about anyone can do, and anyone can be good at it. And making sure everyone can come out and feel safe.
Well, I know you have one more year at Indianola, but have you thought about the future at all? I guess, what are your plans over the next year or two?
I am undecided with my future plans. Definitely going to college, but also still definitely playing tennis after high school.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And obviously, best of luck. Hopefully see you next year.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.